Hey there, you're tuning in to Voices of Courage for the people, from the people, to the people, by the people. I'm silly. Voices of Courage, thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Brandy J. Once again, I appreciate all of my listeners that give me their ear, their time, their comments, and I do it for you, and just know that it, very appreciated, very, very appreciated. TikTok community, thank you, and let's tune in to this episode. Let's go. Let's get on into this. This episode is your platform and social media presence. I decided to go with this because of a live I did. If y'all know me, you know I'm all over the place. Not a messy kind of way. Sometimes for me on this side, but not a messy kind of way. You know, over the year, almost two, that I've been rocking out with podcasting and just casting and anything I can do with my creative mind, which is always going Capricorn. On a lot of platforms. So I get to hear and talk about a lot of things. I didn't record this one. This was on CastBox, which I have something else to say about something about that. You know? But I will pay tribute to CastBox because let me tell you something. I hopped on there a year ago, and I still have those same followers when I didn't come on for a while, but that same energy, and they don't ever let me down. And oopsie, when I told someone that you can only have one caller at a time, you get about 15 people on there at once. My bad. You know, I didn't really use the, I do the lives, but I didn't really use the phone thing. I would just go in at a, you know, these last few weeks, I've been paying more attention going in there. There's been a pleasure. I always get more new people, and then they're there, and they stick around. They keep coming back, and I appreciate it. Okay, very important to always pay tribute and have connections with people that are supporting you. Right, lead by example. So, anywho, the conversation kind of went towards shit. Bullying, or just that's why I say online presence. And then when you hold a spot in this online presence, no matter what you're doing, if you're a influencer or whatever, but this right now really strictly is kind of pointing towards podcasting and being on platforms, having your own and then being hosted on someone else's platform should always be up, you know what I mean, there very highly on with your morals and your ethics and things, because you should always be aware of not just yourself, but who you're representing. I mean, come on, they look at known, be known by it. You have your certain platforms that'll boot you right on. So that if that doesn't make you aware of where you at, you should just be more aware because of who you are and what you stand for. It's very simple. People think because they can find fault or wrong in somebody, or somebody said, oh, she said this, oh, they're that, they can just ride that on out and then behave the way they want to behave. Make this very clear. No matter what, it'll always come back on you and your platform and how you look. If you decided you wanted to pick on somebody every time they came around just because you didn't like them and you held them accountable for something they said and you dealt with it, boom. And every time they come around, you want to troll them and call them names and stuff. All I'm saying is, it's tacky. And is that how you want to represent yourself? Because that would take all validity, credibility, and the way people look at you and your show. And just through the eyes itself, and you'll just want to see it the same way. So I say this because if you're not, I say this because that matters in life in general. There are so many people that are listening, watching. There are so many people that enjoy their content. You never know who's listening. You never know who you can help, who you can change. And you never know what anyone's going through. People go through things, not just during this pandemic time. People suffer from anxiety, depression, all of that. It does not give anybody any time, room, or space to jump on that wagon and think that they can say anything to somebody because they think that they deserve it. Well, then just be ready for what comes back your way. What you put out, what you get back. Be the bigger person. Because if you were really, truly concerned about whatever somebody has said, or they made someone feel, and you felt the need to put that out there and handle with procedure and guide with truth, not lies, because that's a whole nother episode that I'm running with that might be for a whole week. Got it? Soon as you think that you can do that, then anything that you stood on before, your little moral compass or your moral grounds, it lost all credibility. So what I'm saying is, platforms, online presence, and all that etiquette, I hope you have. Because if you don't, then you shouldn't be on a platform where many people come across minding their business and you think it's your obligation to go in and tear them down. Let me also say this to make something very clear. I know a very awesome group of people that have a group that holds racist groups of people and trolls that like to go around and say heinous things and cause, like I said, you never know what somebody's going through, and then there's nobody there, which you would think the hosts and the platforms will take care of that and where their moral compass stands. These great people chose to use their creative platform to stand up against these social racist trolls. So very different. They're not seeking them out and breaking them down. Oh, they're seeking them out and they're fact checking them. They're seeking them out and they're saying, hey, we're not taking this. You're not going to keep doing this. We're going to stand together. But hey, let's check out your racist views of why you think the way you think. And I'm gonna cut it short right here. Some positive, great things have came out of that. And people that had some really jacked up thinking were able to take a look at and admit and apologize for those remarks, for their thinking. I give kudos to the ones that allowed themselves to go and really take in what they were saying, what they were doing, and came back. That takes a lot of courage. So that was always in you before. You just were misled, or you chose to use your pain or whatever information you thought you had in that way. But for you to be able to take a look at that, that's what I'm saying. That's with anybody. We can all do that. It's a choice. You may be taught hate or whatever, but it's a choice. You can learn it, but you can choose not to hate. This world has shown us what's wrong, what's right. It's a choice. And I give much respect to ones that been on that ugly, dark side. You know, and that's what it's about. Forgiveness. Change. We keep sticking on to this nasty infestation and just infested behaviors. Then you're the problem. But don't get a platform for it. That's disgusting. You have nothing else better to do? Let's promote positivity. Let's promote the content that people want to hear, that make people want to do some to change or have a good time. And that's what's up. And if it's not about that, you can keep moving. But I promise you, is that really how you want to be looked at? And then once you had credibility and all it took was that one lousy choice for you to think you had the right just because you didn't like what somebody said or who they are. Well, go in the bathroom and shut the door and talk to yourself. I don't know. But please have the common decency to not show those type of behaviors. I'm an advocate against bullying. I don't like bullies. You heard? I don't like. Don't like them. And why should I? Why should anybody? So what I'm saying is, let's be more aware of our online presence on our platforms and social media. Hear yourself and show the best you, especially if you want anybody to listen to you. Just saying. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Brandy, your hope. Voices of courage for the people, by the people, to the people, you know, all that stuff. Peace.